The world has showered many accolades on British comedian Eddie Izzard. The New York Times claims that Izzard's only competition for sheer comic genius is Chris Rock. John Cleese once said that he's the lost python. And Robin Williams called Izzard a velvet razor, gentle, cutting edge. But if you ask Izzard to describe himself, he opts for runner, political campaigner, fashion icon, and human. True, aren't we all human? And yet not that many humans have the brilliance and courage to rocket to fame doing things like strutting on stage in drag and poking fun at the Spanish Inquisition. But that's pure Izzard. Here he is in his 2000 HBO special Dressed to Kill, where he riffs on the idea that the Inquisition would have been far different if it had been run by the Church of England instead of the Roman Catholic Church.
Cake or death? Cake, please. Very well. Give him cake. Oh, thanks very much. Very nice. You, cake or death? Cake for me too, please. Very well. Give him cake too. We're gonna run out of cake at this rate.
Eddie Izzard's latest 25-nation stand-up tour is called Force Majeure. He's performing across the United States this month and through the summer. Now, Izzard is a comedian, but when he came to our studios, the first thing he did was a little fact-checking.
Thank you very much. I got to pick up one thing. Fashion icon? I said I was a fashion icon?
Right here on the front page of your bio on your website. There it is. I got it printed out.
I say I'm a fashion icon.
And human.
Hang on, but that's not me saying that.
It's the bio.
Oh, I see. That's some. Oh, right.
Notice how it says at the top, in your own words, his youth in his own words.
Yeah, I think it's the next bit on from that.
Well,
so
in fact,
I will get on to the guys at the website. So we're going to take out fashion.
Tell them to add fact checker, too, because it's not that often that I have a comedian come in and the first thing he does is fact check our scripts.
I know. Well, it's I'm a fashion. I'm not a victim. I'm someone who is a bloke who's put on a bit of makeup and you know I've had to carve a line as a very blokey body that I have. It's what is the word? The adjective that I'm looking for. I'm a fashion learner. I have learnt fashion. I don't have it built in. And then people do think, oh, you're transvestite, you would know this. I don't have that design thing built in. I've had to work very hard on it. So I'm a fashion student, a vague student, learner. I don't know. This isn't a great... I haven't got the line polished here for what I am in the fashion thing. But sometimes vast mistake of fashion, I think, would have been...
Vast mistake.
Well, especially when I first came out. That was even before that, even in blokey attire, I was all over the place.
Well, let's hear a little bit more about this current tour that you are on, the Force Majeure tour.
Yeah.
French for force of nature, I believe.
Yeah, some call it act of God. I translate it as force of nature. It means major force, literal.
Is it a declaration of your own talents on stage?
No, I think it's a declaration of what everyone needs to be in life. We need to be a force of nature. We need to actually, if life is like a river and we're paddling in our own little boats, you got to paddle like crazy, mate. You can't, if you got to either forward paddle or back paddle. I sometimes back paddle, which is quite interesting. I paddled to stop my comedy career rising so that I could do drama, so that I could now do Hannibal and The Riches and Valkyrie and Ocean's movies, to bring that up while I was back paddling and paddling on my comedy career.
And we had mentioned in the introduction that you call your comedy python-esque, and John Cleese himself said you're the lost python. I mean, that's quite incredible praise.
That's top honor. That's I asked John as well, because I wasn't sure if he had said it, and he said he did say it. So, and I think he meant, I didn't quite ask him what he quite meant, and I think it's that I was just born 20 years too late.
Were they an unconscious influence early in your career, or a very conscious one?
In my stand-up career, totally conscious. I mean, I borrowed from a John Cleese sketch, very early sketch, which I just think we just did one of his sketches from his early days when he was even pre-Python. But yeah, it was totally, I was just trying to be in Python. I was trying to do surreal stuff at the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland, which is the big place everyone goes in Europe. And I was just trying to do that. And I couldn't get sketch comedy going. going. And then I did street performing, which totally took me away from Python. Mm-hmm. I did physical situation comedy, getting on 5-foot unicycle, escaping from a pair of handcuffs. So I learned how to play myself. This was something I realized I felt America did better than Britain. And then the stand-up became this perfect mix of the narrator, which is me, mm-hmm. and then going into character work where little people talk like Darth Vader and the woman behind the counter. It's supposed to be a woman behind the counter. But, and that's the character work. So it all mixes together.
Interesting, because I'm just looking at how you describe yourself on your Twitter account, and you say I'm a British European and think like an American.
Yes.
So, I mean, is that a big part of how you would do?
And
your
I was born in an Arabic country.
Born in an Arabic country,
is
in Yemen.
Is the last
right?
part of that? Yeah. So, they're thinking like an American. Well, it's the go do it, go build it of America. I loved, which is in fact this distillation of the immigrant spirit. That's what I like. I feel like an immigrant, even though I, you know, grew up mostly in Britain, even though I was born in Yemen.
But let me ask you, there is one part of your life story, which I know you've spoken about openly before, that I don't know of a better way to say it than it just strikes me as inexorably sad that so much of your career you felt has been an attempt to bring your mother back, who died when you were, what, 6 or 7?
Yeah.
To reconnect with her somehow?
Yeah. There's a documentary called Believe, and in that there was this bit, Sarah Townsend, she directed it, and she kept shooting to try and find something, because I'm quite blocked off emotionally. And then finally she found this moment where I didn't actually know quite what I was saying. It does seem to be true. I do seem to be kind of trying to stack up enough things that could reach through and just bring her back. I don't know, that might, I don't know. I don't know what was, I didn't know quite what I was saying. I'd never said it before. And I feel it's a very curious thing. I'm just trying to get my mum to notice from somewhere else. But I don't think she's ever coming back. It doesn't seem to, no one ever comes back. So I don't believe in God anymore. Why would you let Hitler live longer than my mother? That doesn't make any sense. I think it's all random. I believe in humans. I believe in us. I think there's more goodwill than ill will. And but I'm going to keep working, because I've swapped the affection of my mother for the affection of audiences. And it's not unconditional. It's conditional. So you have to do good work. Otherwise, they give you medium response. And if you do really good work, they give you very good response. So,
well, speaking of good work, I want to play one last little bit, which I believe is more recent of your work. It's from the Force Majeure tour. And you mentioned God just a second ago, which seemed an apropos introduction to this bit.
But if a God did turn up, we'd want him to sound a certain way. We want him to sound deep and throaty. If a God turned up and said, I have it, sir. I've been away for many years, and now I am back. And you people of Europe, you do not go to church anymore. What are you doing on a Sunday?
We are watching box sets of Scandinavian psychodramas.
Ooh, didn't expect that answer.
Yes, girl with a dragon tattoo, fish with a banana haircut. The cheese sandwich that ate itself. Wallander, billander, ballander, jillander. The girl with a lumpy jumper.
That's Eddie Izzard from his new Force Majeure World Tour. I saw that you had on Facebook asked Americans around the country to give you interesting historical facts about where they live.
Yes, this is a great idea that someone came up with, and I thought, yeah, let's run with this. So I'm asking everyone, if they put hashtag Eddie Izzard Tour out there, then we'll be able to pick up these facts, put out interesting facts that they found out about their city that I'm coming to, and all the dates are listed on eddieizzard.com.
Eddie Izzard is a comedian and actor. His latest stand-up show is called Force Majeure. Eddie Izzard, what a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks very much. Nice to be here.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Hashtag Eddie Izzard. I wrote it down. I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.